Well, it was a sad day in Lansing yesterday as Lansing firefighter Dennis Rodman was put to rest. Joining us on the other end of the line is the man who actually hired him in the Lansing Fire Department, former chief, and now State Representative Tom Cochran. Thanks for getting up with us this morning, Representative.
Oh, I've been up, Kyle. Thank you. Good morning.
Well, give us the scene of what you saw at the Breslin Center last night, or yesterday afternoon for this funeral.
Well, it was an outpouring of support and love from the community, from his family, the extended family of the firefighters, all the police officers, law enforcement, military personnel that were there to show their support for the family, along with the citizens of Michigan. It was a very moving ceremony. There's nothing really fitting to describe what happened or trying to understand it, but I think that was people of this community of Michigan that were trying to show that love and support.
Now, whenever we have a person in uniform who dies in the line of duty, in particular, other fire agencies and other communities tend to send representatives. Who did we see from other communities to pay their respects to Mr. Rodman?
There were people from all over Michigan, certainly, and then many people from out of state as well. I saw sitting there and looking at some of the patches on the uniforms. I saw a Dallas firefighter. So there's people that came from all over the country to show that support. I also, unfortunately, I wasn't in the funeral procession, but I did make it back downtown. We were in session yesterday at the Capitol, and I was standing outside about 1 o'clock when the procession went by, and it was amazing to see all the people. It's like things that just stood still. Many people came out of their offices. Of course, it was close to lunchtime, so there were many, many people on the street to show their respect and their support.
And I was actually, I had somewhere I had to be at about that time, and so I saw the funeral procession as it was going down the entrance ramp onto 496. They shut that freeway down and let that funeral procession go all the way down 69 to Charlotte.
Yes, well, that's, that's the community. Dennis is originally from Potterville. He recently purchased a home in Owosso area, but his heart, his love is in Potterville, Charlotte, and that's where they were going to bury him. And yeah, it was, again, the procession was amazing. There was rigs and equipment and personnel from, again, from all over the state that were there to show that support.
And just how long that procession was, it was really kind of awe-striking, and the number of people I saw watching the procession was just amazing. Folks actually over the entrance or over the bridges of the interstate, looking over as they could see the police cars and the fire trucks go down the ramp and onto the freeway, with the freeway going westbound completely shut down. The only cars on that road going in that direction were the funeral procession. Just extremely striking.
Very moving, exactly. And it truly, again, it's that the people that came out, there was equipment, rigs from all over, and citizens that were there. So it was very appropriate to show that that love and hopefully in some way that that can help his family and know that they have the support of a community, of their community.
Well, let's just turn the page here a little bit, and let's take off your former fire chief hat and put on your state rep hat now. You had a press conference earlier this week for legislation, Yes Means Yes. Can you tell our listeners what this is about?
Yes, this is a piece of legislation that's similar to a law that was enacted in California, and that it would require that in sex education that's taught in our schools, that the idea that there has to be true consent for a sexual relationship to take place. That means that both parties have to enter into this consent to say yes. And just by the mere fact that, if you're a boyfriend and a girlfriend, that's not implied consent just because you're together. So I think this is very important legislation. It's going to be one more piece of education for young people as they struggle, with their sexuality, with who they are, and becoming adults, young adults, and just to say to them that this is something that's important, that you have to consent to this relationship. And I'm hoping that I can get some support. I've had a few of my colleagues from across the aisle who have, and a number of my colleagues on my side of the aisle that have supported it. So I'm continuing to work that, and hopefully we'll be there. I also have a hearing next week on another bill that I have to increase the rewards for that a county may offer in cases of a crime. This amount has not been changed for probably 70 years, and we're hoping to increase that to $20,000, and that would just allow them to do that. It's not mandatory to say that a county has to offer a $20,000 reward, but that they would be able to offer a reward up to that amount.
Now, do you mean a reward in case folks are looking for a criminal suspect or something of that nature?
Correct. So this came about with the death of Officer Sheriff's Deputy Grant Whitaker. And I was approached by Sheriff Rigglesworth, and the idea being that they were not able to offer very much at all in the amount of a reward. And this would, again, allow that community, that the county board, to increase this reward up to $20,000.
Going
again, not telling, not mandatory, they don't have to do it, but it just would allow them to if they choose.
Now, I did receive a press release yesterday from a Southfield-based criminal defense law firm going back to the Yes Means Yes legislation, and he said that your bill sounds good in theory, but it could prove challenging in a court of law, and I quote him, he says, "What if both parties fail to say yes? Who is the assailant? The first one of the parties to reevaluate the situation and then report it as a criminal act?" He said that this could turn into an Abbott and Costello who's on first situation with parsed words amid serious allegations. Real quickly, do you want to respond to that?
Well, I'm not an attorney, Kyle, and I'm not surprised that there would be an attorney that could find, you know, I'm sure that there are attorneys out there that could find an issue with any piece of legislation. I think that, to me, this is something that will offer protection for not only young women, but for young men as well. And it talks, it's the idea that they're being taught in school and during their sex education classes, that to be informed, that to say that there has to be consent from both parties. I think that's pretty simple. And California law, there is there are penalties that are applied to it, but this isn't the case in the piece of legislation that Senator Hertel and I have introduced. We're just simply saying that we believe that this should be taught in our schools. And so I really don't have a response to that. I would think that, yes, consent has to be from both parties. It's plain and simple.
Very good. Tom Cochran, he's the former Lansing Fire Chief and the state representative for rural Ingham County. Thanks for joining us this morning on The Morning Wake Up.
And the city of Lansing as well. Thank you, Kyle. Have a good day.
You too, sir.